Hello everyone, it's us again and welcome to the show. This is Tiffany.
Hey, this is Sam.
And it's also time for pop quiz.
Oh, 今天要来个 pop quiz, 随堂测验咯。
Yes, you always have to be on your toes.
没错，要随时 be on your toes, 保持警觉咯。
So, let me test you guys and see how much trivia you know.
That's right, 要来考考你们冷知识知多少啦。
Yeah, but before we begin, do you know what the word appetite means?
今天要先来跟大家聊聊 appetite 这个单字。
Appetite is the desire to eat something because your body needs it.
OK, 刚刚 Tiffany 解释了 appetite 呢是一种 desire, 一种欲望，一种想要吃东西的欲望，翻成中文呢就是食欲的意思咯。
Yeah, and usually when you wake up in the morning, you get an appetite. You need and you want to eat something because your stomach is telling your brain, I'm hungry, give me food.
对啊，通常啊，在你早上起床的时候 ，you get an appetite 就很有胃口了，因为啊，你的身体想要也需要一些能量哦。
So are you ready to answer my question now?
Yes, of course. 我们准备好要来回答问题咯。
Well, hold that thought for a minute. Let's take a look at our article, then learn more.
A plus Encyclopedia.
Colors, the hungry color.
Which color helps improve people's appetite? A. Blue. B. Green. C. Red. The answer is C. Red. Different colors make people feel different things. The color red makes people hungry. That's because it is the hottest temperature on the color wheel. So when people see this color, their blood pressure and heart rate go up. And when their blood pressure and heart rate increase, they feel hungrier more easily. The next time you go to a restaurant, pay more attention. You will probably notice more red signs, tablecloths,or decorations on the wall. Restaurants do this to get customers to order more food.
Colors.
Gold.
Gold.
Silver. Silver. Khaki.Khaki. Indigo.
Indigo.
Violet.
Violet.
All right, so I know you're dying to know what my question is.
Yes, totally. 别再吊不胃口了。
Okay, so my question is, which color helps improve people's appetite?
今天的题目呢，就是哪一个颜色可以帮助促进食欲呢
？Okay, I have three choices though to help you out. Is it A, blue, B, green, or C, red?
Okay, 有三个选项啊，分别是 blue 蓝色、green 绿色，还有 red 红色。
Do you know what the answer is?
I have no idea, 完全不知道 Just tell me the answer.
I'm not telling you. Okay, just kidding. I'll reveal the answer to you.
What is it? What is it?
It is... C, red.
Ah, okay, 答案是红色。
Why? Well, first, the article says, different colors make people feel different things. And that makes sense. That's why when people are sad, they say, I got the blues.Or, I am green with envy means that you're very jealous of someone.
Okay, 文章说到不同颜色给人不同的感觉，也因此啊，在英文里哦，有很多颜色来形容情绪或是状态的说法。例如刚刚 Tiffany 说到说 I got the blues, 我很蓝色，很忧郁哦，或是 I'm green with envy, 我是绿色的，是说 you are very jealous or you are very envy of someone, 很嫉妒什么人。
But actually green kind of reminds me of the Hulk sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Angry.
变成绿色就会想到浩克哦。But I think he turned green only because he got angry, right?
Yeah, not jealous. Yeah. Maybe he's jealous That's why he's angry.
Okay.
You never know. Anyway, back to the article. The article says, the color red makes people hungry. That's because it is the hottest temperature on the color wheel. Okay, because we can divide colors into warm or cool colors. This is very useful for people interested in art or something artistic. For example, hot or warm colors are like red, orange, yellow, and pink.
OK, 红色为什么使人肚子饿呢？是因为它是所有颜色里面啊温度这个 temperature 最高的、哦、我们可以把颜色分成暖色跟冷色，像是红色、啊、橘色、黄色、粉红色，通常、啊、会给人一种温暖的感觉，所以文章里面说红色有很高的温度就是这个意思啦。
On the other hand, cool colors are like blue, purple, and sometimes green. Like we're wearing cool colors right now.
Yeah, okay. 反之冷色呢，指的就是蓝色、紫色或是绿色。
Right. So use warm colors if you want something energetic or vibrant.
Okay, 所以呢，你想要这个 energetic or vibrant, 要能量、要活力的时候呢，就需要使用温暖的颜色。
And cool colors, you think of somewhere really cold with ice or snow.
对啊，想到冷东西哦，像这些冷的地方啊，像是有雪、有冰块，你就会想到蓝色、绿色这些冷的颜色哦。
That's right. All right, so the article then says, so when people see this color, their blood pressure and heart rate go up. So when people see the color red, they see it's a very hot and warm color. Their heart rate goes up. That means the speed at which your heart is pumping goes up or increases.
OK, 文章接着说到呢，当人们看到红色这个颜色的时候，就会血压升高，心跳加速。Heart rate 这边这个单字讲的就是心跳速率。
Like in Spain,bullfighting is very popular.
Yeah.
The matadors use a red cape to taunt the bull and to make it angry. Then the bull would charge at them and the matadors have to gracefully try to escape them.
Okay, Tiffany 刚刚说到在西班牙这个 bullfighting 斗牛很受欢迎、哦、这些 matador 斗牛士呢在牛面前这个摆弄这个红布啊，让牛这个非常生气冲向他，接着啊再想办法闪过攻击，非常刺激哦。
However, I believe recent studies show that this myth is actually false.
Really?
Yeah, bulls just charge at anything that taunts them. But in the past, people believe bulls get angry because of the color red.
Oh, really? I don't know that. Okay, 原来啊，现在有科学研究指出，牛不只是对红色特别敏感，事实上，所有东西在它前面这样甩来甩去，它都有可能会生气了。
Yeah, I would get kind of angry too if someone were to, you know, taunt me with something in my face every day.
Yeah, totally.
I kind of understand where the bull is coming from. All right, so let's take a look at our article. And when their blood pressure and heart rate increase, they feel hungrier more easily. Okay, so if your heart rate and blood pressure goes up, you easily feel hungry. And I guess your body is pumping more blood and you're using up more energy, so your stomach starts to go, hey, I'm starting to feel a little bit hungry.
Okay, that makes sense. 所以啊，当你的血压跟心跳速度上升的时候啊，你可能就需要更多能量啊，也因此你肚子就饿了。
Alright, then the article continues to say, the next time you go to a restaurant, pay more attention. This is something that I want to try. I knew that color affected our appetites. I didn't know that it affected our appetites.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, 下次啊，到餐厅的时候啊，可以多注意一下。现在我们知道这个颜色呢，可以影响人的感官哦，所以要注意一下这个餐厅的颜色咯。
Yeah. Next in the article says, you will probably notice more red signs, tablecloths, or decorations on the wall. All right, so here, a tablecloth is a cloth you put on the table. Sometimes it's just used to look nice or to keep the table clean. So actually, I have noticed that a lot of the napkins that we use for like our, with the forks and the spoons inside, I noticed that they're red. And sometimes there are even red roses on the table.
Tablecloth 这个单字呢指的是桌巾哦。文章呢就说到啊，你的餐厅里面可能会注意到有很多红色的，像是一些标语、桌巾或是墙上的装饰哦。Tiffany 有注意到有很多像是这个 napkin 餐巾纸，就是刚刚说放叉子、刀子这些，可能是红的，或是桌上可能会放这个红色的玫瑰。Or maybe the light. 像餐厅里面的灯光通常是比较温暖的黄色灯光，而不是办公室里面那种日光灯。
All right, so let's take a look at our article again. Restaurants do this to get customers to order more food. Ah, so there's a little bit of psychology going on here. When you see warm colors, especially red, you grow an appetite. I wonder what will happen if restaurants use blue as their theme.
Okay, 这边就说到餐厅用红色或是暖色啊，来让客人点更多食物。那有没有餐厅会用蓝色、绿色啊，这些冷色来装潢呢？I think maybe stores selling cold food like ice cream or froyo. 这些店啊，像是卖这种冷的，像冰淇淋啊，或是这种冷冻优格啊， would want it to be fresh and use more blue. 可能会想要让它更清新哦，所以用一些蓝色、绿色这种冷色吧。
And I actually thought of something. Like a lot of these afternoon tea places are very popular now. Now when you go into an afternoon tea place, I kind of want to go somewhere that's really comfortable and it kind of feels very warm and you know, I could spend the whole day there. What kind of colors do you see in these afternoon tea places?
刚刚 Tiffany 就讲到，在这个最近有这些 afternoon tea place 这种卖下午茶的地方哦，非常的受欢迎哦。那我们在想到这个要去下午茶店的时候呢，是不是想要去一些比较舒服啊，比较让人觉得说非常 cozy， 有一个很舒适的环境的地方来吃下午茶，想要让你花一整天的时间在这边？这种店通常会用什么样的颜色呢 ？I think maybe something like pink, purple or white，一些像是粉红色啊、紫色、白色这种让人觉得很优雅、很舒服。
That's right. So pastel colors like light purple, we could call that lavender, or light pink, or white. Yes, they are very elegant colors, and people feel kind of comfortable there. It's a very girly kind of environment.
Yeah. Okay. 所以啊，刚刚 Tiffany 就讲到这些哦，粉色系的，像是比方说 purple， 或者我们可以说 lavender 这个薰衣草的颜色，或者像 pink 粉红色、白色 white 这些颜色呢，让人觉得说比较 elegant 很优雅的感觉哦，而且比较 comfortable 很舒服哦，而且啊可能比较 girly 很女生的颜色，可以吸引这些女生去这个下午茶店。
That's right. I'm definitely drawn by white interior design. If I see a white restaurant decorated in white, I definitely walk in. I feel very comfortable.
Okay, Tiffany 说只要是白色的，他觉得看起来很舒服，他觉得进去。But I think white kind of reminds me of like hospital, or, you know, 让我想到医院或者是什么。
Oh, that's kind of creepy. So that's why decorations like the kind of tables and chairs and furniture use is also very important.
Yeah, 所以啊，这个虽然一样是白色哦，但是什么样的桌子啊、桌巾什么样的摆设哦，很重要哦。
But actually, no color will make me hungry. The only thing that makes me hungry is looking at other people's food.
啊，没错，不管什么颜色，肚子饿的时候看到别人吃更饿了。
And I like to see what other people order or what's the popular dish at that restaurant.
Yeah, okay, that's my mom always does. 我妈总是跟服务生说，哎呀，跟隔壁的人点一样就好。
So if you want me to order more, just wave a plate of food in front of me, and I'm pretty sure I'll order that and find a way to eat that.
对啊，直接把东西拿出来哦，最吸引人了。Okay, let's take a short break, 休息一下 and we'll be right back.
All right, so we learned that colors actually is related to your mood. For example, if you use the color blue, you think of something like cold or very lonely, right?
OK, 今天我们学到这个颜色哦，跟人的情绪是很有关系的哦。比方说看到蓝色，你就会觉得很冷、很忧郁，或者说很孤单的感觉。
That's why people say, I got the blues when you're feeling sad.
OK, 所以啊，当你觉得难过的时候，人们可能会说 I got the blues, 就是说我觉得啊，很忧郁、很蓝色。
Right, but then, on the other side of the color wheel, we see the color red. It's a very warm and energetic color, and actually red helps you increase your appetite.
对啊，今天我们也学到这个红色哦，它可以呢让人觉得说很温暖、很热情，然后也可以增进你的食欲哦。
That's because it's a very warm color and it makes your heart rate or blood pressure increase. So I guess that makes you a little bit more excited.
Yeah, 因为红色啊可以让你的血压升高、心跳加速哦，所以可能让你更兴奋、肚子也饿了。
And sometimes people also say you're green with envy, which also means...
OK, 这边也讲到这个 green of envy, 就是说啊这个很嫉妒人家的意思哦。
And sometimes the color white reminds people of innocence or pureness.
Yeah, 白色呢则让你觉得说很这个天真很无邪很纯净的感觉
Right, so it's interesting to see that colors affects our moods or they're related to our moods
Yeah, totally, 这个很有趣哦对不对这个情绪竟然跟这个颜色有关系、
So we hope you enjoyed the article today and I hope that you learned a lot of things
OK, 希望、你今天已经学到很多东西喽
Alright, so that's all the time that we have for today We'll see you next time, bye bye
You look gorgeous with red lipstick on.
You look gorgeous with red lipstick on.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。Jillian 老师今天心情很好哦，因为我擦了红色的口红，很多人都说很好看耶。平常我是不习惯擦这么鲜艳的颜色啦，但没想到效果还不错哦。今天 Jillian 老师听到一句赞美的话就是 You look gorgeous with red lipstick on 你擦红色的口红很好看 Gorgeous 是个形容词用来表示漂亮的华丽的如果我们要形容某个人很漂亮除了 beautiful 之外同学们也可以把 gorgeous 这个字学起来 You look gorgeous 你看起来真是美艳动人啊而 gorgeous 这个单字不仅可以用来形容人也可以表示某个地方的建筑或风景很豪华或是引人入胜例如 a gorgeous hotel 就是一家很豪华的饭店再回到今天的句子 red lipstick 是红色的口红那口红我们会擦在哪里呢当然是擦在嘴唇上啦所以 with red lipstick on 就是唇上擦着口红的意思咯最后请同学跟我们一起复习今天的句子 You look gorgeous with red lipstick on A Plus 小聚会我们下次见 Bye
You look gorgeous with red lipstick on
You look gorgeous with red lipstick on
Kit Kat
兰兰，我跟你说，你再这样拖下去，我要比雷 for the party。
安了安了 ，hold your horses。
啊，你还说 horses 什么马？拜托，赶快啦，没时间跟你开玩笑的啦。
没有错 ，hold your horses 其实呢是源自于早期，当我们还是用马车当交通工具的时候，我们要请骑马的人让马停下来，就会用 hold your horses。表示呢紧拉马的缰绳那后来我们就用来引申要人慢下来有耐心点的意思啦所以下次呢如果你看到比较急性子的人要他不要那么急像是我的话呢每次妈妈煮晚餐的时候我肚子又很饿很饿我就会赶着我妈说 Hey mom I'm so hungry is dinner ready yet 妈妈就会回我说 Hold your horsesYou can set up the table first 意思就是吼、哦、等一下啦不要急你可以先把餐具拿到桌上哦另外除了 hold your horses 看到急性子的人你还可以说 be patient 就是有耐心一点嘛还有 take it easy 就是放松点来请他不要这么急哦那请大家猜猜看 keep your pants or keep your shirts on 这个片语是什么意思呢你猜到了吗其实它和 hold your horses 意思也差不多它是源自于啊以前如果有人在打架前可是怕这个衬衫会弄皱所以就把衬衫脱掉这时候呢我们就会说 keep your shirts on 来劝对方说你把这个衬衫穿着别脱下来打架这样的意思啦那当然了 keep your pants on 其实也有相似的含义都有着你冷静下来不要打架这样的意思哦
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
原来 hold your horses 还有 keep your shirts on 竟然都有着冷静别冲动的意思和 be patient, take it easy 意思差不多
A Plus Encyclopedia
Colors The Hungry Color.
Which color helps improve people's appetite? A. Blue. B. Green. C. Red. The answer is C. Red. Different colors make people feel different things. The color red makes people hungry. That's because it is the hottest temperature on the color wheel. So when people see this color, their blood pressure and heart rate go up. And when their blood pressure and heart rate increase, they feel hungrier more easily. The next time you go to a restaurant, pay more attention. You will probably notice more red signs, tablecloths, or decorations on the wall. Restaurants do this to get customers to order more food.